friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 34:3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together." Friend, let's magnify King Jesus and let's lift up and exalt his name. How about that? Hey, good Thursday to you this January the 14th, 2016. It's Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you. Hey, I love when we fellowship together, when we magnify the Lord together, and when we exalt and lift up his name. I really, really do. Hey, so good to see you. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful week. I still have this slight head cold, the remnants of my head cold still hanging out. That's what it is. Just reminding me that it's still there. The other week I had to take a day off of work. And if you're a workhorse like me, you do not like being idle. So I had an idle day last Monday, and this head cold is still hanging out. Just let me know that it's still around. So, I mean, if it stays any longer, I have to start charging it rent, I'll tell you. Hey, I pray that you're blessed today. And yeah, how's the new year working out for you? How's that New Year's resolution for you? I'm going to be praying for you if you are keeping one and just want to stay to it. Perseverance is pretty important, right? Well, I'll tell you what, God has really done so much through this radio ministry. You know, 2016, this year. Yeah, can you still believe it's 2016, by the way? 2016 marks our 20th anniversary here at Great News Radio. Being on the air, proclaiming the goodness, proclaiming the truth, and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ for 20 years. And we want to celebrate that. So you are personally invited to our 20th birthday extravaganza celebration Thursday night, April 7th. It's going to be held at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. A great lineup. It includes speaker, pastor, author, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, the singing men of GNN. They're going to be there as well. It's going to be a great skit from the Great News Radio Theater Troupe as well. There's going to be cake, ice cream, desserts. I mean, that alone right there. Sign me up. And some great music as well. And a great night of fellowship and a great celebration, really, of what God is doing, what he has done, and what we know he will continue to do. So it's a celebration for me and my family as well, because Great News Radio has a special, special place in my heart and my family's heart as well. So, yep, so you do need to register, though, to be part of this 20th birthday extravaganza celebration, because we're going to be handing out gift boxes, one per household, by the way, for the first 500 in attendance that have pre-registered. There's going to be some great items and knickknacks and all of that fun stuff. So if you are planning on coming, again, Thursday night, April 7th, 2016, Lincoln Square Mall, Urbana, everything starts at 6, formal program at 7. Go head on over to our website, greatnewsradio.org, RSVP. Let us know that you're going to be there. And again, that's greatnewsradio.org. There's that banner right there, a great looking picture of Dr. Erwin Lutzer as well on our website. Just go ahead and click that. That's where you can register. Or if you don't have access to the web, just call Karen at the front office. She'll set you up. 217-367-7777. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be diving into God's Word, Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to talk about today having a godly influence. Oh, this is going to be a great study. Hope you can stick around for that right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our
That's right. We're celebrating Jesus today, and I should say every day, I guess. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. And I don't know about you, but I am almost convinced that very few people in the world really like trail mix. I mean, we say we do, but most of us really only eat trail mix for one reason. The M&Ms. Yeah, of course. Trail Mix offers a way to eat candy and feel healthy at the same time, since the ingredients are all mixed together, right? See, like a bag of Trail Mix, believers in Christ, well, we're mixed into the world, right? And like the candy in the Trail Mix, Christians must retain their distinctiveness even while mixed into all other kinds of life situations. You know, I notice a funny thing about trail mix. Even though all different kinds of things are in the bag, they all end up tasting just a little bit like chocolate. The sweetness has flavored everything else. Like that sweet chocolate, Christians aren't meant to simply be put into the mix of culture or even to stand out in the mix. They're meant to influence the world around them. And today we're going to talk about having a godly influence. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 13. Again, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, Jesus is talking here. He says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." You know, there's a funny thing about salt. You know, salt seasons. You know, it's amazing what just a pinch of salt can do to bring out the flavor inside food. I mean, I can't imagine having, I'm just going to be honest with you, I cannot imagine having fries without any salt on it. I mean, it's just going to be blah. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, salt seasons. That's what salt does. It seasons. And when Christians exert their influence in the world, we season the world with the gospel of Christ. You know, salt also preserves. You know, people in Jesus' day used salt to preserve their food. Salt kept the food from going bad and enabled it to last longer. And when Christians bring their influence into everyday situations, their godly influence, they keep the world from getting worse than it already is. Plus, also, salt makes you thirsty. Salty food makes you crave water to quench your thirst, right? So when you live your life, your godly life, and live out your walk before others, they're going to notice that. They're going to say such and such doesn't respond to things like everyone else. What is it that they have? I want what they have. I want to have that peace that they have. So salt seasons, salt preserves, and salt makes you thirsty. Jesus said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world." Why in the world did he choose to compare himself to light? Well, consider the purpose of light. In that day and time, light wasn't meant to decorate a house. You know how we have nice looking lamps and beautiful lampshades to bring out the colors of a room? See, in that day and time, it wasn't meant to decorate a house. No one had a lamp sitting around because it looked pretty. Light back then was all about utility and work. It existed in a limited supply, and it was important that people make the most of the time while the light was still shining. Watch this. That's because only in the light can we really see and know the true nature of what's before us. When you light a lamp in a darkened room, you get immediate clarity. Without the light, mystery, apprehension, and even fear controls the scene. You can't truly identify where or what anything is. But light reveals. It shows us the truth about what otherwise is hidden in the darkness. That's exactly what Jesus does. And in Matthew chapter 5, he calls you and me the light of the world. When we walk into work, when we go to school, whenever we go to the grocery store, we ought to be revealing who Jesus is. We ought to be shining the light on their need for a Savior, Jesus Christ. He's called you and me to be salt. He's called you and me to be light. You know, the Bible says that before coming to know Christ as our Lord and Savior, we were enemies of God, and we were, the Bible says, in the kingdom of darkness. My wife is reading a book by Beth Moore. I think it's called Audacious. And my wife says, you know, I'm learning more and more that it is hard to be a Christian. She says, you know, God never called me to be idle or sit by on the stands. Aubrey said, it's hard to be a Christian, to stand up and say that's not right, or to go against the flow. And I reminded her, you know, yeah, it's hard to be a Christian, but it's even harder not to be a Christian. God has called you and me to be salt and to be light. We can be salt and light by teaching Sunday school, sharing God's word. We can be salt and light when we exert our godly influence into our workplace. We can be salt and light when we stand up and serve maybe on the city council. We can be salt and light when we live out God's calling in our life. We can be salt and light when we share Christ with others. We can be salt and light when we walk with those who are hurting and reminding them of the one who binds our broken wounds. So friend, I encourage you today on this Thursday to pray for the darkness. You know, Christians often complain about the darkness in our world, but that accomplishes really nothing. Instead, commit to praying each day when you encounter elements of society that need to experience Jesus. Also, speak up. Look for a chance this week to speak directly about the gospel at a place outside of the church or Bible study group. Friend, we're all mixed in this world, which means everyone has the chance to influence everyone else. The question is, how will we use the opportunities when they're given to us? Friend, God has called you to be salt. Friend, God has called you to be light. And God has called you to be His hands and feet.
Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on the cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
Soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping on the path. Stranger, and Sunday she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in fulfillment.
Hear a little Ivan Parker there in the background. My name is Jesus, right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Thank you. I really do. Thank you. Appreciate your time and your attention today. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. That gets underway at 7:32 tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.